My name is Dinesh Kathiwara, and my country of origin is Bhutan. I came to United States November of 2014 from Nepal. I do not have really specific memory of my home country. I was evicted along with my families, were evicted from Bhutan when I was 8 years, staying in the refugee camp for over 20 years. Houses made of plastic. The roof was of plastic. The side walls were of bamboo. And all those plastics that were kept on the roof were torn just because of the wind and water and storm and so on. I remember actually many nights the water dropping on my pillow. No gas, no electric. We used to cook using kerosene oil. Few years they provided us coal to burn and cook. Very little rice. They used to give, I think, 5 kilogram for 2 weeks. And if there were like adults, 4 or 5 adults in the family, they used to finish in 3 4 days. A lot of disease, sickness, and many people used to die. There were schools. I studied up to 10th grade. So even though it was terrible, we learned to survive. And so we are surviving here. That refugee camp and that life has taught us a lot of things. Those sorrows has made us to struggle on and give back to this country. A very sad memory that I have is when the government of Bhutan started burning the books, Nepali books, in the library of my school where I was studying. I think a week after that, the school principal called my parents and I was taken out of the school. That was really a sad memory that I just remember. Bhutan is a Buddhist country, and many of them who became refugees were Hindus. The government of Bhutan ordered the countrymen not to speak Nepali, our language. They have a different language, Dzongkha, that's their official language. So they ordered all citizens to speak their language, ordered all citizens to wear their dresses, their national dresses, anywhere we go. And people started just campaigning against that. They said that we have the right to speech. We have the right to just wear dresses what we like. We have the right to celebrate our cultures and festivals. That led to burning of all those Nepali books. I do not have any bad experiences on this immigration process. I was being resettled by an agency called Azapo. They were so friendly. They just picked up me from the airport, provided me the house, drove me to downtown San Bas, and provided me some trainings. I went to Literacy Pittsburgh for a few months. I started working as an interpreter at the same agency after a few months and started meeting a lot of people. Everybody became so friendly and they taught me a lot of things. I just wanted to take this moment to thank them a lot. I feel and I agree that this country has given a lot of things within these 5.5 years to me. And I feel that I need to give so much to the country through different ways. People started moving to Pittsburgh in 2008 from refugee camps. So there were a lot of language issues. Almost like 50, 60% of people were illiterate. My parents don't know how to read. Even Nepali, they speak simply their language, but they don't know how to read and write. There is no chance of learning English at all because they never have seen the school. So some educated people who just resettled here at the beginning, they volunteered. And so that volunteering led to an establishment of organization back in 2012. And this organization got a 501c3 status in 2014. Currently, this organization does a lot of civic engagement activities, beginning with teaching American history and civics at different locations here. We have almost over 100 students in our classes. once we just teach them this American civics and history, we help them to apply for citizenship. We encourage them to register to vote and use their rights to vote and their civic duty. Now, I am proud to say that I'm American and I'm working here. I love to read books. I like to help community.